AM 1460, WVOX, and WVIP HD4, New Rochelle.
Welcome to Brand Talk, the only show on radio where branding gets practical and personal, here on WVOX Radio 1460 on your AM dial. Heard on our new day and time, Thursdays from 5 to 6. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and I'm here to talk about brands. Your personal brand, your career brand, and even your business brand. What do you do when a friend thinks that they are doing you a favor and they get you in a pickle? What do you do? What do you do? Well, if you're a brand, this happens more than you like to think. And today, I have an example of this phenomena, and I bet you've seen it recently in the papers and on TV. And today on Brand Talk, heard exclusively on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial, we will discuss this. And if you have an idea what I'm talking about this brand that got into a little bit of a pickle, give us a call, 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110, or doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's 914-636-0110. Maybe there is a situation where a friend got you in a pickle that you want to talk about. And your brand of being a nice person prevented you from, in fact, saying anything to this person. We could do that here, too, on Brand Talk. We talk about personal brands as well. So give us a call if you like, or email us, doc@brandtalkradio.com, or 914-636-0110. Well, folks, if you're joining us for the first time, this show is about understanding brands. And whether we are talking about a personal, professional, or small business, at Brand Talk, we use the very same marketing principles that Fortune 500 companies use so that we can go brand ourselves and become the brand we are truly meant to be. And during the hour, I, Dr. John Tantillo, want to provide you with some branding and marketing gems that are going to be helpful to you as you go through the marketplace. And this is a call-in show, and it's your show, and we want to hear from you about your brand and how you can go brand yourself. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, occasionally I'm going to have some folks who I've asked to call in so that you can see for yourself what it is we, in fact, do here on Brand Talk. And this week we have a wonderful guest. He is a violin virtuoso, Asi Matathias. And if you're asking why, so we're going to be doing an interview with Asi, and we're going to talk about his brand. We're going to talk about the classical music brand, and he's going to tell us how he got into the field and all sorts of things. And if you want to give us a call here on Brand Talk on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. We'd love to hear from you, so write down your questions, 914-636-0110. Or, like I said, you can email us at doc@brandtalkradio.com. Now, if you're asking why the studio was so quiet, it's because my dear friend and colleague, TJ McCormick, sorry about that, TJ, McCormick, I was slurring my words. Anyway, he is taking his lovely wife, Andrea, out on the town tonight. He's going to have a nice dinner, and he's going to see a show, and I don't even remember the show he's going to see, but next week he'll be back, and he'll tell us all about it. And I think he's going to a restaurant called Becco, a great restaurant on Restaurant Row, and I'm not getting any money for saying that. This is just a heartfelt. It's, the food there is just tremendous. Every time I've been there, the food has been solid, and it's packed. It's a great restaurant. So anyway, he'll be back next week, and he was all feeling all sorts of guilty. I said, no, come on. You got to do this. You're going to do this. You got to take Andrea out and make her feel good and make her enjoy the town. She has two beautiful girls she takes care of. So we'll get a full report next week, I promise you. And my name is Dr. John Tantillo. This is Brand Talk, and we love to hear from you at 914-636-0110. It's 914-636-0110. I have a lot of things I want to talk about today, and I guess I have to discipline myself. I guess the first way I'll get into this is that I just love what I'm doing, and I love brands. And I guess it started, I can remember being in the monastery. I was there like for the first 3 months. And I was a Franciscan brother. I was out on Long Island. And I asked for Miracle Whip as opposed to mayonnaise. And my novice master, who's still around, he's out in St. Anthony's, his name was Brother Jude, he said to me, "Brother, you are a Franciscan. You shouldn't be worried about brands." And I thought that was very, very interesting that he said that. And the next week, when he insisted on the Hellman's mayonnaise that he preferred, and being the politically unsophisticated 18-year-old I was, reminded him of his preference for Hellman's. That didn't go anywhere, but that memory at 18 just stuck with me, and I was reminded of that today because I was on Madison Avenue, and I was at 56th Street, and I pass all these great brands, Davidoff, if you love cigars. A little further down, there was Rolex, and then there was Tourneau a little farther down from there. There was Johnson Murphy, a great shoe brand, and Allen Edmonds. And I'm walking down, and I thought I was on Fifth Avenue, and I remember I was on Madison Avenue, and things have changed in New York. When I was a kid coming up, Fifth Avenue was the brand store. I know you still got some great brands on Fifth Avenue, but boy, has Madison Avenue just one great brand after another. You have Sony, and then I also needed some refills for my Mont Blanc pen. And, you know, I went in that store just impeccable store, and I met the manager. His name was Kevin. And Kevin, I shared this thing that, you know, it's not on Fifth Avenue anymore. And, of course, my friend Frank said, of course it's not on Fifth Avenue anymore. Where have you been? Everything has moved to Madison Avenue. You know, and I guess I was told that everybody who's anybody is going to tell me that. They're going to call in today and tell me how out of the loop I am. And so the point is, today I was reminded of not only that story of when I was 18 years old, but how I love brands. And I went to two great brands on that day. There were destination stores that I went to. I had to do something for my Tornell watch, and I needed fillers, replacement cartridges for my Montblanc pens. And it just was when I was talking to this fella Kevin, and he said, "Yeah, we used to be on Fifth Avenue, and a lot of our stores, our related stores, moved from Fifth Avenue to Madison, and so Madison Avenue is the new Fifth. I like to say that the 20 is the new 5. Well, now Madison is the new Fifth. So these are the kinds of things that we talk about on Brand Talk, and I just love brands. And here you go. Now, here's something that I want to—I like to talk about as well, and it gets to what we do here on Brand Talk. And right now, there seems to be on television, all right, or in the media, a love of advertising. Okay. And I think that this is the new hot thing that everybody is talking about. It's not only Mad Men, okay? And I'll tell you why. On the same station, AMC, and I'm watching this, there's a show called The Pitch on Monday nights. I think it's 10 o'clock. I haven't seen the first show. And it's about advertising agencies making a pitch to a potential client. And I think one of the clients is Subway. So something is going on, and I think it might have to be something with the economy, and this is not a political statement. Sorry, TJ. And that is that today there is a need for people to get information about business and marketing, okay? And, you know, and you're saying, well, Tantillo, you're talking about advertising. How's advertising different from marketing? Well, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to wear my professor hat, and I'm going to tell you how it's different. And I love when people try to say it's one and the same. Marketing is the strategy and the approach that you use in order to do the tactics of advertising, public relations, and any other tactic like direct mail or sales promotion to get people to become aware of your product, hopefully to buy the product based on, here we go, the marketing concept. And you're going to hear this over and over again when you listen to Brand Talk on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. And that is, marketing is all about satisfying needs. It's not having the best message. Has nothing to do with message as much as it has to do with satisfying needs. You can have, and I talked about the Peels campaign, you can have a great, great, great message, but if the people or the dog doesn't like the dog food or doesn't buy the product for whatever reason, you don't have an exchange and you don't have a market and you're going under. And so the whole idea when people say it's a communications problem. That's poppycock. It's not a communications problem. Could it be that people don't want what you're selling them? Could that be? I was listening to a discussion today, and they were talking about President Obama going on Jimmy Fallon. And everybody is talking in generalities. And the thing that you have to worry about in marketing is who's your target market. It's not about people in their 60s aren't watching Jimmy Fallon in great numbers. Yes, there'll be four or five people like me to find out what's going on, but that's not your target market. So whether or not that's going to affect votes, it's going to affect one vote, perhaps one group of one demographic group, namely younger people. So yes, for that it's good. But to think that this is making that would my point here. Is that when you're talking about marketing and you're talking about branding, it's all about who your target market is. And it just came, it's just so clear to me. And I don't understand, like when people say public relations, it's not public relations, it's targeted relations. Who cares what the general public thinks? It's what the people that are going to vote for you think, or who's going to buy what your customers think, whether or not it's Tiger Woods, whether or not it's Charlie Sheen, or whether or not it's President Obama, or it's Republican candidate Mitt Romney. It's all about your target market, and let's not forget about this. So I just thought I let you know. But to come back to this hot thing that I see is going on, I think advertising is what the cooking industry was 30 years ago when I was a kid coming up. I was more of an adult. What was it? It was the Galloping Gourmet. And there was Julia Child, and that was it in terms of cooking shows, right? And maybe you might want to say Chef Tell every once in a while, but there weren't, you know, the point I'm making is that trends, especially on TV, the last people to get to know these trends are executives that are making decisions because what they want to do is play it safe. And so, which leads me into a brand like Katie Couric, who gets it. And why do I say that? Because if you use the old model, build it and they will come. Oh, I'm Katie Couric. I'm wonderful. And all I have to do is simply start my show and they will come. My audience will be there. No. She understands. She's working hard. I saw this in the Los Angeles Times. Katie Couric launches weekly web show on Yahoo. That's right. Katie Couric, the person that's got Katie coming along. Well, you know how she's going to promote herself? She's going to promote herself on the web. This is brilliance. And this is what marketing and branding is all about. Remember, branding is about your target market. And that's what she has really understood. And a lot of celebrities and a lot of personalities would say, I'm not going on the web. I'm too important to go on the web. I want to be on television. But what Katie Couric has done is shown how sophisticated she is from a marketing point of view. And that sophistication is not only by her, it's with young people today and even people who are now out of the workforce and want to get back in. The rules that work then are not going to work today. Well, how do you feel about this? 0110-914-636-0110. We'd love to hear from you about the way things are changing and how you have to do things differently. Even like when you try to get a job today. I mean, you just can't go to a headhunter. Your resume should be on the web. You should probably have your own web page. You should probably be networking through Facebook and LinkedIn and try to engage leaders in the industry or people that are potential employers, how you can in fact do something for them. Remember the marketing concept, satisfying people's needs. You see how wonderful this idea is? It's pretty good. And that's why it makes sense. It's not about me. It's about them. It's about how potential employers, how I'm going to satisfy their needs and what they're looking for. Doc@brandtalkradio.com, doc@brandtalkradio.com. So that's, and you know, it's all around me, folks. You know, this change. You know, I heard the other day, Avon has decreased its sales, I think it was by 20 or 30%, by not having an e-commerce website because they're afraid that their sales folks would in fact get upset, so they really haven't, and so they're toying with this. So that if you are having what the point of this is, if you are in fact struggling with the new world order of what's going on, you're not the only one that's having problems. Multinational corporations are going through this. And as a matter of fact, talking about multinational corporations or multinational brands that we're going to talk about today in our winner and loser, look at what they have to go through. And which leads me to today's winner and loser. And today's winner is Coca-Cola. And you may or may not have heard or seen that there was this woman in New Zealand who died. And her family blamed her heart attack on drinking Coca-Cola. And, the health police will always tell you, oh, how Coca-Cola is this and that. You shouldn't drink it. It's terrible and all that sugar. And believe me, I'm a diabetic and I don't drink Coca-Cola. I drink Coke Zero. And so I'm in the studio here. I'm drinking, because it's the only brand that I could get, it's a Diet Pepsi. So I don't drink a regular soda, so I keep down on the sugar. But the point I'm making here is what Coca-Cola didn't keep their head in the ground. They didn't do have the ostrich effect. What they did instead is they took it on and basically said that drinking too much water is fatal, and supported the coroner's findings, didn't deny it. You know, as the public relations, some public relations geniuses would say, oh, deny, deny, deny. You know, don't deny. Denial is can only sometimes be a river in Egypt. But it's not a good strategy if you, in fact, want to be respected in the marketplace. And so Coke just stood by it and said that, she should have, in fact, gone to the doctor, and she should have, in fact, probably not. It's not good to drink that much Coca-Cola, in so many words. And so because they did that, I thought that they were a winner. And on the other side, the pickle side, we have as our loser, Oreo. And I don't know if you saw, but there was an ad that went viral, and I believe that it was probably the creative geniuses in Asia that did this, because it was an Asian baby shown with a mother's breast exposed and with an Oreo cookie in his hand. And I don't have to go into it, but it went viral. And here I think, and of course, Nabisco, a great brand, they did a homina homina on it, and they really didn't address the issue of number one, it wasn't part of the American market, where you have to understand that that in Asia and in Europe, the folks don't see the human body in the same way as Americans do. And that it's quite, it's not as shocking to see children, infants being breastfed openly in public in both those cultures. And it's only in the American market that there's a problem, or there can be a problem. And this was not meant for an American audience. So, but they somehow didn't really communicate that. They kind of like were, their response was not clear. And the other issue, and that's what you have to do. I mean, if Nabisco would have been a little bit more like Coke, I think they could have been, well, more brand talk after the break.